Hi, everyone, and welcome to Inside Secrets of the Caribbean. My name is Rhea. I am your host. And today I'm extremely pleased to welcome Verna Barat. She is a television and radio journalist out of Trinidad. How are you?
Hi, Rhea. I am well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you today.
Yeah, well, the pleasure is all ours. I mean, you are a native of Trinidad. And part of the reason that we have you on here today is, of course, because we've been talking all about the Caribbean, but I wanted to talk to somebody in the industry in regards to the things that have been happening throughout the COVID pandemic and how it has affected the islands. Now, of course, we know that in the Caribbean, different islands have different sort of streams of revenue. Now, Trinidad and Tobago have a different form of revenue than, say, perhaps the Bahamas. How has COVID and the pandemic affected you there?
Yeah, okay, well, just to give you a little bit of an idea, Trinidad and Tobago, we have a population of just roughly 1.4 million people. We are located close to Venezuela. We are known for rich culture and diversity, especially our carnival that really sets us apart as a people. Our region really pretty much was just climbing out of a recession in 2020. So with the onset of COVID-19, it has been pretty much double whammy for us here. Some regions in, well, some islands in the Caribbean, they're more commodity-based economies that have been basically moving away to more service-led economies. So you have countries such as Jamaica, Barbados, and even the Bahamas. They rely to a great extent on tourism. In fact, pretty much about 34 to almost 50% of their GDP alone comes from tourism. Trinidad and Tobago, along with Suriname and even Guyana, were more commodity-based. So trade has definitely been impacted. And with the global decline in oil prices, it has had a significant impact on our economy here as well. Yes.
So have you seen, for example, an increase in crime or an increase in homelessness, an increase in hunger, much like the rest of the world?
Yeah, well, Trinidad and Tobago particularly has been grappling with crime for quite some time now, with the unemployment rates, of course, being impacted with the impact of COVID-19, of course. We have had dealt a serious blow when it comes to crime. However, our people are known to be quite resilient. Our government in particular has made significant strides and a significant efforts in helping to reduce the unemployment rates, also in trying to find ways to stimulate the economy and help with economic growth as well. But yes, we have definitely been facing that challenge where crime is concerned.
Now, how do you think the next future, we have seen 2020, we have seen the results of that. Now, 2021, we're seeing that people are talking about passports, vaccination passports, the abilities for people to start to move more freely. Is that going to be as quick an impact on Trinidad and Tobago as it would be, say, for example, on the more touristy islands such as the Bahamas, etc.?
Yeah. Now, it's very important to note that even though Trinidad and Tobago, we have been impacted by COVID-19 as it pertains to our economy significantly, it is important to note that the Caribbean region has had probably the lowest rate of infection, globally. And it's something that, you know, we are really happy to report. In fact, just a week ago, the Director General of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, he commended our Prime Minister on his leadership and his ability to basically manage the outbreak of COVID-19 here. And in response, our Prime Minister really called on the WHO to ensure that, vaccines are readily available to us here in the smaller islands. Now, we have started our vaccination here in Trinidad and Tobago. In fact, India has been very gracious to us. They have sent two consignments of their version of the AstraZeneca vaccine just a week ago to both Barbados, receiving 100,000 doses, the Dominica also receiving 70,000 doses, and Barbados and Dominica had both made contributions to us here in Trinidad and Tobago. We received just 2,000 doses a week ago from Barbados, and we were very grateful to be able to start our vaccination program here. with our frontline workers, our healthcare professionals being given the vaccines. So I think that we are well on the way to recovery, and we are expecting another shipment of perhaps 100,000 vaccines via our COVAX facility in the next coming weeks or so.
Well, we were talking as well in the fact that you are heavily reliant on the gas and oil industries there.
Yes.
Now, there was a bit of an issue even prior to COVID. There was some, you know, a bit of a problem with the economy in that sense anyway. Do you think that going forward that this is going to change, that once the world starts moving again, that the prices will increase and you will see things change?
I believe that things will change, even if the prices, I mean, it would be horrible if the prices continue to decline or things continue the way they are. But I think that Trinidad and Tobago has been talking about diversification away from oil and gas for a very long time. And I think we are very creative people as well. You know, we find ways to make ends meet here in Trinidad and Tobago. And we are confident, in spite of everything that we face, I think we are confident that our resilience would definitely, you know, take us where we need to be.
So what are some of the things that people have been doing to sort of make ends meet, the creative ways?
Yeah, so I can give you an example. My mother-in-law, in fact, she worked in the oil and gas sector. She was one of the persons who, you know, went home as a result of all of the contractions in the economy and all of that. And she started to make cakes and pastries, and she started to deliver to groceries and get her creative juices flowing. And I tell you, even I myself, during my spare time, I have started baking and cooking, and I never even knew I had that talent. It's amazing to see the talents that we've been able to uncover as a result of COVID-19. And as somebody said recently, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. So I think, you know, we've been looking at it from a different perspective, and it has definitely been in our favor.
Well, and I think too, people tend to slow down a little bit more and appreciate those things that they have around them more so than the, you know, the world as a whole was going to a massively consumerist type attitude. And the idea that you are slowing down and you are spending time with your mother-in-law and you are doing your cooking and your baking and finding new ways. Yeah. I think that's absolutely phenomenal and a very good reason for me to come and visit you and stay.
Most definitely. Another thing that I must mention, I have a lot of family abroad. I have cousins that I'm extremely close to in South Carolina, New Jersey, Michigan, Florida, and we usually spend Christmas together. So this was our first Christmas away from each other. And you will not believe how this has been a blessing to us. We have been on Google Meet every single Sunday night. We have family meetings, and it's so much more meaningful. I think we spend more time now than we ever did before, because we have been able to rely on technology to ensure that we don't miss out on what's going on in each other's lives. And it's something I think that has been really a blessing in disguise. I think I'm more in touch with my family than ever before, you know, even though it's virtually.
Let me ask you, you know, something that has come up in many of the conversations I've had with other people from the Caribbean. That family that you're in touch with in the States, are they all originally from the Caribbean as well? And they bought
abroad?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Actually, my aunt left Trinidad when I was just 2 years old, and she only returned, I think, in 2007 when my grandmother was ill. Yeah, but I visit them all the time, and we're very close. You know, we maintain that closeness. Yeah.
And was it work that was the reason that they went away? There was more opportunity
yes.
in the U.S.? Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because there seems to be a common theme and thread that I'm seeing in most of my interviews with Inside the Secrets of the Caribbean. The simple fact that many do end up, and families end up sort of spreading apart.
Yeah.
And the culture that is of the islands, where, you know, much the same as Spain and some of the European countries, where people tend to look after their elderly, because people are going away, this isn't happening any longer, and the family unit is no longer the same way it used to be, and cultures are starting to become diversified. And it's interesting to speak to you and hear the same story.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know what? Thank you ever so much for your time. And I'm sure we're going to have you back here again because, well, you are a wealth of information. And it's been an absolute pleasure.
I enjoyed this. Thank you so much, Ria. I look forward to it.
Wonderful. Once again, you've been watching Verna Barat. She is a television and radio journalist out of Trinidad and Tobago. We thank you for your time. You've been watching another edition of Inside the Secrets of the Caribbean. My name is Ria. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.